This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Farm workers in California run an increased risk of asthma and other respiratory diseases, musculoskeletal problems, and additional health issues, many of them tied to exposure to dust, pesticides, and other particulate matter in the air. That's according to the University of California's California Agriculture Journal. The hazards are examined in an article in the current edition of the quarterly publication. But Mark Schenker, director of the Western Center for Agricultural Health and Safety at UC Davis, says the findings weren't all bad.
The good news for farm workers in terms of respiratory disease is that they smoke less than the general population, and that's the number one cause of respiratory disease. On the other hand, there are causes of airway disease and disease in the lung tissue that are associated with agricultural work. These are diseases for which there are multiple causes, and you want to identify those causes that can be reduced and do that when you can.
Schenker says one cause that has been clearly identified is exposure to pesticides.
Efforts need to be made to reduce exposure where possible, and that includes in the mixing and loading of them, where closed systems are far more effective than so-called open systems of transferring pesticides. In application methods that reduce both the amount as well as the potential exposure that occurs, and in contact after application has occurred.
But even organic farming is a dusty business, and that's a significant hazard as well.
Dust isn't just dust. Dust gets into the lungs, gets into the body. It can cause a whole range of adverse effects. It's not what used to be referred to as just a nuisance. There are effects that one can see.
Not all the risks are airborne. Schenker notes that the basic physical labor required to perform many agricultural tasks can take its own toll.
In California, we have a lot of labor-intensive, repetitive row crops in particular, and there's enormous stress on the musculoskeletal system in pruning, thinning, harvesting, and other activities.
These may be greater concerns in the vineyards of the North Bay, while air quality is a huge problem in the San Joaquin Valley, one of the most productive farming regions in the country, but one that also frequently violates federal standards for particulates in the air. And that affects everyone, not just the laborers.
Unlike most industries where you have the white-collar owners who are not exposed to the hazards of the farm, in this industry they are.
Simply providing some shielding from the worst of the dust and fumes, such as enclosed cabs for the operators of tractors and other farm equipment, makes a big difference. And Schenker says they're studying other measures to further reduce exposure to the risks that have been identified.
There are other engineering solutions that have been come up with to reduce the amount of dust generated, whether by wetting surfaces or by the design of the equipment. Obviously, it's not easy. It's not going to happen overnight. But understanding these things is an important process for improving the health of everyone.
The long-term effects of such changes could have a major benefit, as California now has more than 1 million agricultural workers. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.